for most kind grace and product. Lord, we ask you to forgive us where we fall short at, Lord. Lord, we ask you that everything we do today will be in accordance with your will and the betterment of this county. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vouchers.
Motion.
A motion for David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
One about the approval of the minutes.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Any constitutional officers want to speak?
We got one more.
We got the minutes.
I need the approval of the minutes from 2025. No, motion by David.
Motion. Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Now, are there any constitutional officers like to speak? Sheila, Mr. Cristino, Ryerson here. No. It's okay.
Good morning. I wanted to first say I'm going to move the board for the setup for Will County Day, so getting all that set up and ready. I wanted to check progress of a couple of things, and this will probably be more towards the there in the spot area. They're doing a wonderful job taking care of all this. I want to check progress on Horseshoe Beach and on Carrot Island and also Butler Island, and confirm that Butler Island is county property. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have received call and just when you all do your presentation, if you could just do an update on those, that would be great. And then otherwise, main thing is to remind everybody that this Saturday is the Lower Suwannee Art and Nature Festival from 10 till 3 down in the town of Suwannee at Valve Park, which is right as you're coming into town on 349 where the fire station is, and next to the Dixie Mainline. I hope everybody can come out, and several restaurants have opened up down in Suwannee and down and Gina, and as much support as you all can give them, we appreciate it. And that's it for me.
What time is that? The timeline.
The festival, it starts at 10 o'clock. It goes till 3.
10 to 3?
10 to 3.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate everything you do. Mr. Bailey.
Good morning. I don't have too much to update only on 95th and 97th. We did get that advertisement out today, I believe. It started in the paper. The pre-bid meeting will be on the 18th of March. The bid opening will be on April 10th, and we'll have those bids to y'all on the April 17th evening meeting for and
approval.
That's the update I have, unless y'all have any questions for me.
Good deal.
That's right.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Mr. John.
I'll be brief as well. I'll just respond to Ms. K for the chief. We submitted the permit applications for SHERD and Horseshoe dredging to DEP and Army Corps. We had a site visit, chief and county manager, I think it was early last week, mm-hmm. out of SHERD. They had some folks come out with seagrass and whatever things they look at. So didn't seem to have any concerns at that site visit, but it's in their court right now. So.
Well, I still want you working on that project of mine down at South Creek. I didn't know that permit had been weren't going to happen.
Yes, sir. That's for the Water Management District.
I'll
get back with you.
I thought someone might have contacted me about that, but what's going to happen if they don't get me a boat ramp down there, they're going to have airboats running over the seagrass anyway.
Yeah, I agree, and we'll get
I'd like to have the bridge seats and that.
That would be ideal if I could find the right pots of money. That's all I have in this year, Mr. Chair.
Appreciate you. Thanks,
sir. Thank you, sir.
Di Jones with 20 Sewer Water.
I'm Simon Jones. I'm the recently nominated general manager for Swan Water Sewer Plant.
How you doing, man?
Nice to be
here. Nervous?
Bless you.
It's okay.
Active accounts in Swanee Water Sewer District, and we are going to be installing 4 more new accounts. They're doing those this week. There has been management status changes, so I'll just give you a brief overview. My name's Diane Jones, and I actually had a long line in project management from 1992 to 2008. I managed 5 marinas, one in Florida, 4 in Kentucky, the largest one had 750 wet foot. A gas dock, a hotel, 72 employees. So I've got a little bit of experience with this. My new office manager is Raylan Brannell. She came on board when some of my staff walked out, and she's been a blessing. She picked up the ball, ran with it. Both of us got thrown into this without a life jacket, so we are learning and retaining it, so that's a good thing. Stacy Duggar has come in and just recently as the customer service, and she helps us out in the office. I still have Ben Edwards and Todd and Fonda, and they are my men in the field. And I have Joey still working on the pumps, and George Edmonds, he oversees our plant operations and keeps us up with everything that we need as far as our tests and keeps us going on with our water. I've been working with FEMA. That's a job. Jerry Twist is helping me with that. I will admit I have never had FEMA experience before, but I'm, again, been thrown in the water with no life jacket, but I'm a swimmer. We've got water meters that should have been installed last year, but due to Debbie and Helene that threw that behind, we had a deadline of February the 28th to get those installed. I've been working with Matt Blaney. We did extend that deadline to August the 1st. This week, or this coming week, I will have boots on the ground with Fortiline and their crew. They will have 5 two-man crews in town, and I should have 502 water meters installed by the end of next week. Our potable water storage tank was supposed to have been inspected last year. That did not happen. I've been working with George, and we are working with In-Depth Incorporated, and we will have a diver in the tank hopefully within the next 90 days to do the inspection on the potable water tank. We had 2 panels that went down during Helene that got covered up with water, one at the well and one at the lift station. I talked to Dynamic this morning. We should have those panels in. They should arrive next week. I will need to get with Mr. Wright because we need to build platforms in order to put those units up on, and then I have to get electricians who are qualified in 480 volt to be able to get those taken care of. That's pretty much it, anybody.
Good job.
You're
doing a good job.
Sound like you took the bull by the horns and run with it. You sound like you're doing a damn good job. I appreciate you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Have a good day.
She felt like it. All right, Steve Freeman. You don't got nothing?
He don't have anything because it's come to my office, but for an update on code enforcement, We have had several reach out trying to resolve some code enforcement issues, and I'm happy to report at least one of those so far has been resolved, which they've paid their fines, and I'll have that for the chair to sign. That will be on the Lloyd Roberts property.
Okay. Good deal.
He has some information. He don't know it come in, and I apologize to you, Steve, that I hadn't let you know. I just got that.
Steve. Yes. Did Aaron Thielman ever come up here and fill out a complaint for that office?
Yep, and sent them another notice.
Okay.
And, you know, the notices, have people respond to them, have people do.
Well, I thank you.
No problem.
Is Steve here? Tim? Yep. Have you got your new equipment yet?
Loader's supposed to be there next week.
That's a good deal.
Good deal.
Tim, are you going to bring up what we spoke about yesterday?
I got to do some more researching on it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Leon?
Yes, sir. I just want to share with you the Elevate Florida program. The state has reached out and they want to go around and do a community outreach. They praise us for the efforts that we've done within the Big Bend area. We are number one. Obviously, there's other applicants, more applicants put in there. They're pretty much want to make sure that everybody understands that even if their house wasn't information to the point where it needs to be reconstructed or elevated, there's other parts of that program that they can apply for, like wind mitigation and items of that nature. So even if they're unsure, they should apply. And we're going to go back, and we've isolated out 3 dates, March 12th, 13th, and 14th. The 12th will be in Suwannee. The 13th will be back in B-Track. And the 14th will be in Horseshoe. And it'll be from 10 to 6. If we need to stay later at any of those sites, we will. But there will be several people from the state coming around.
Is that for lifting existing structures?
All of the above. Reconstruction, lifting existing structures, and wind mitigation. So if they...
is there going to be anything in there on the... B-zone or whatever it is where you don't qualify for anything?
No.
I mean, you're welcome to come to the meeting and listen to what they have to say.
The only thing I'd like to find out on Elevate Florida, and we've spoke about it with Aaron Scott over there, is the funding mechanism of it. I think HMGP money is the only funding mechanism that I found. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a hell of a program with no funding source other than the counties.
Mm-hmm. So it's being pushed by the state, and there's all... There's some more information about that that we can talk about in the workshop.
Yes.
That they've even some of the representatives have talked about. So I can give you an update at the workshop.
Okay, perfect.
Good.
But we want everybody to be aware of it. We still get people who call and say that they don't know nothing about it. We've been doing outreach. Here shortly, what we think we're going to do is we're going to publish the list of 50% or greater substantial damaged addresses, and to make sure that everybody is aware, like their house is put on that list. And we do have a lot of secondary homes, and a lot of people they've been through this before, and maybe it wasn't done perfectly, but I think it's best that they understand that, hey, there is a mechanism to help there, and here's the list, and if you're on it, then you need
to start asking some questions. And that's the only way I know how to do it.
Do you know where it's going to be held?
Yes, we're going to hold them back in the same meeting that we had the first round, and it was at the Suwannee Marina. Yeah, Mr. Allen has been super helpful to allowing us to operate there. Y'all have any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Leon.
Yes, sir.
Scotty?
Based on our previous meeting, I'm going to read this resolution to officially accept the Next Standard 2.0 cybersecurity framework. So the resolution reads, as a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixon County, Florida, about the Next 2.0 framework for cybersecurity standards providing implementation, providing for an effective state. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Dixon County, Florida, recognizes the importance of protecting the county's information systems and data from cybersecurity threats. Whereas the National Institute of Standards and Technology, aka NITS, will develop the NITS Standard Framework 2.0, which provides a comprehensive set of guidelines and best practices for managing and introducing or reducing cybersecurity risks. Whereas the adoption of the NITS 2.0 framework will enhance the county's ability to protect its information systems data and improve infrastructure from cyber threats. And whereas the board is committed to ensuring the security and resilience of the county's information systems and data through the implementation of different cybersecurity standards. Now, therefore, be it be resolved that the Board of County Commissioners of Dixon County, Florida, as follows, adopts the NITS 2.0 framework. The board hereby adopts the NITS Cybersecurity Framework 2.0 as the official cybersecurity standard for Dixon County. Implementation, the Chief Information Officer or his designee is directed to develop and implement policies and procedures necessary to comply with the NITS 2.0 framework. This includes, but not limited to, conducting regular risk assessments, implementing appropriate security controls, and providing cybersecurity training for county employees. Monitoring and reporting, the Chief Information Officer or their designee shall regularly monitor and implement the NITS 2.0 framework to report to the board on the status of cybersecurity initiatives and any significant cybersecurity incidents. Effective date, the resolution shall take effect immediately upon adoption.
Motion.
Second. A motion by Javis, second by David. Any discussion?
The policy will come after this, after everybody reviews.
Push forward to make those policies at those meetings with the department heads and
Perfect.
Move forward to get the thing laid out the way it needs to be.
Perfect.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Well, Johnny's got the official copy that you want to sign after the meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. There.
Clearing on that. I think we still have about a week left on that advertisement, but we're getting a lot of calls, both in county and out of county for Station 4 off of Chaffetz. We'll be doing the final walkthrough, I think, next Wednesday, the 12th, I believe it is, see what else is back in there. It's getting pretty close. It looks good. I went in yesterday morning, and it's looking good. Station 6, the Horseshoe Beach site down by the Jackson Waterhole. We've been closing on that property on the 17th, and that's where we moved it up earlier. Everything's done with the title search, and that's moving along. Station 71 has about 3 feet during the storm. We received insurance claims dollars for that. They are in the process of replacing everything inside on the lower floor. They've cut the sheetrock out. They've got it back in. Cabinetry is picked out. I went down last week and asked them about coming appliances, things that were destroyed. They should be finishing that up pretty soon. I don't know the exact timeline, but that one's coming along. The station's still functional for the trucks, but it is the living area that's the that's messed up and new flooring and things of that sort. So all that's covered. So I'm glad to see that. In regards to this case question, Shirt Island, we have the funding, not most, but some of the funding for the repairs for the beach renourishment, which has to happen before any repairs. We have the funding for Mr. Loeffler, as he said, is working on the right surveys and stuff for the beach. Unfortunately, the bridge is being closed. It's going to delay everything there. So that's going to be a two-year project minimum, probably 2 years before we can start on it. We had hoped to maybe get the beach renourished first at least, but I don't know that that's even going to happen. I think the bridge is closed in March. So that's coming quickly. Funding is there for the renourishment. The permits are being looked at, worked with. We met with Army Corps, with DEP, whoever else is there that's about to get hit. Some of them swimming, some of them not. So hopefully survived. but that's moving along. As far as Horseshoe Beach, the dredging money is there. And Mr. Loeffler is working on that. As far as the parks, the insurance money is there, and a good portion of the PW money, maybe all of it.
It's all been turned over to the county manager.
So all of those funds are in for those repairs, and so we can start the repairs on the park. We can start the repairs there, and the dredging, of course, is already underway. So those things are moving along. As far as Butler Island, I do not know where Butler Island is. I've been here 55 years. I don't know where it's at, but I looked at Chief Garner when you said that, and neither of us know of anything going on Butler Island. So if there's something happening there, we need to know that.
And I was showing me where it was. It is county property, but there's no way the email you mentioned about the debris in it, we have no way to know that there's any debris on the island, because the only way to get there is by kayak. And just because it's on a county area, we don't go out and look at that via kayak. We didn't know anything about it until...
If it was damaged during Helene, we can still submit that to the chief. So if there is some stuff there, I say damages, we probably didn't have any damage.
You can actually have to buy a motorboat if you got to go by kayak.
So we'll have to look at it. We'll just come by the office and we'll talk about it and see what we may or may not be able to do. I don't want to make any promises without knowing. So,
Darren, we do maintain picnic tables and grills and all that on Butler half the year.
Okay.
Where is it at?
You can access it by boat. It's right next to the two shot houses on them.
Off of Horseshoe?
Yep.
Okay.
I went to the left. To the left of it.
Okay.
Okay. So if we have those things, we need to go back.
It's full of turkey.
Okay, next day or two, get with me and see what the county maintained there. I was not aware of it.
Yeah, it's not
let me see what I've done. I haven't done an ambulance loan. We had y'all's approval about a year and a half ago right now to order those ambulances. They're coming up where the trucks are going to be ready May, June, Chief?
June 1st for the two brand new trucks.
June 1st. We have equipment for those that are almost as expensive as the truck. That equipment we had ordered a few months ago to try to beat the price increases. We put delays on it, but it's at the point now where we have to start paying for that. She's delayed it for a little longer. I sent an email to the county manager and Mr. Bass, I'm just calling Chief Bass, are working on securing the loan for it. I don't know where. That's a little outside of my pay grade. So I just wanted y'all to know that we're going to have to go ahead and pull that loan. We've held off as long as we could to keep from paying interest on that. Originally, that loan, we budgeted $700,000. It come in a little cheaper than that, I think, $676,000. Yeah, so we rounded up to $680,000. We'll still have other equipment to put on, but those are the high dollar, $30,000, $50,000, $70,000, and there's two trucks. So that's the total price for two trucks. We've already paid for the chassis out of our budget last year, so that's another $165,000. So before y'all know that loan is coming. There's some opioid money that Ms. Chana brought to our attention sometime back. It's an additional $800,000 this year, and then it drops to around $400,000, and then it drops back down to $200,000 or something of that nature. That money's very restricted. It is basically for EMS. I say four, we're the only entity that can use it. There are some criteria in that money to be able to receive that money that our agency, my department, my medical director, my chiefs, are not comfortable with. For opioids, there are medications that can be given to assist them with getting off of that, but it requires intensive psychiatric care and treatment and so on and so forth. And they want that done through a 24-hour service, and we don't have 24-hour services in our county other than our department. There's a huge liability on our end. We're working with the opioid group, the LSF group, to mitigate that and try to find some daytime coverage to do that. Those entities have to be able to prescribe those medications and treat and care for those patients. We have found a couple of people, practitioners in our county that are able to do that. One, I don't think is going to work out. The other, I believe, will. And then the after-hour stuff will have to happen through Shands or North Florida. They're pursuing that on their end because we're not the only county in that situation. But it looks like we're going to be able to move forward with that. We've been concerned that we would have to give up the money because if we can't do it, then it goes to other counties. It's tied to that treatment plan. If we can't provide it, then the money doesn't come to us. And it's not something we can reallocate to build bridges or whatever. I mean, I know.
Is this a separate part of money than one we've been kind of splitting up?
Another set of money.
That's the one that I called y'all about, called the CORE project, to come in. And Darren, the sheriff's office asked me to come over yesterday. They had some questions. So I met with the sheriff and some of his staff in regards to this CORE project. And they had questions, which I told them I didn't know. Hoping that they may be able to access it some for the jail and stuff, because hopefully that would help, because they deal with a lot of these individuals, as we all know, in their jail situation. I do know that. I anticipate they'll be reaching out to you on that. I did supply them the name of what contacts I had, and it's like I explained to them. My role is as legal. I don't know a lot about it. I know Ms. Roberts is here. And she was one of the ones that I'm sure will be reaching out to you to try to see where you were, because then when I told them, I anticipated you had already grabbed a hold of that and was working it pretty hard. So I anticipate the sheriff and his staff will be reaching out to see if maybe, because I know it talked about transportation and different things like this that might be covered, if maybe we could help them somehow to access that.
And that's great. The next meeting, I think you had it set, Chief Ferguson will know. I know the first time, second time, whenever we dealt with them, they didn't have anything that would apply to those funds. If these do, that's great. We want to keep the money in our county, so we'll get you looped in on that. Just stay in contact with Chief, make sure you get a hold of her, and we'll make sure that happens. We're still working through it, but we're not certain yet that we're going to be able to do the program. There are some complications. Our medical company that is looking at that still has a lot of questions, and they're in contact with the group. So we'll see where it goes, but I think we're going to be able to do it. I hope we can. If we can, of course, we will apply as much as we can to our community paramedicine, but it also will be able to be used for EMS. If we can use it for the equipment, trucks, personnel, whatever we need to, for the most part. I'm sure there's some restrictions. So, yes, we'll be happy to make that happen. Speaking of community paramedicine, I've been telling y'all that I wanted to get Ms. Allison some help. We've gotten the grant through the state. We've not yet received the check, but I've been made aware for sure that we're going to get the check. But we still have some of the other opioid monies. Our budget is capable of going ahead and moving with that, and I would like to advertise for that Monday and get her someone else. We've had a couple of people that have already turned in applications, some a month or two ago, some others more recently that have some of the capabilities that would be very beneficial for that program. So unless the board has any objections, we're going to move on that Monday, get it in the paper for a week or two, and get it advertised and see if we can get someone hired to help her, because she's pretty well overwhelmed.
She needs a lot of help.
Yeah, that's what she does.
He's a bunch of... What happened with the doctor from the state that operated out of Old Town that was trying to help with that situation? He came to the board meeting.
I
think of his name.
He setting up one of his first events is coming up real soon. Allison's been coordinating with him. They're going to be doing a community outreach event. The Shams doctor. With the mobile clinic. And we actually talked to another doctor through the opioid money who wants to come to Dixie County and do some mobile clinics. And they actually do free dental work with their mobile clinic as well. So all of their stuff is
You got a vehicle and all that for your special?
We're going to have to look at the vehicle usage. I'm not sure how that's going to go yet. We're going we got some things to evaluate there on how we lay that out. But yes, sir, we have a spare there. We use it pretty regular, but we have something there. Something he and I have not really gotten that deep into yet. But yes, sir, we can make it work. Okay. We may have to buy some other things, but there's funding there still to make that happen. But I don't expect us to have to buy a vehicle right now. Maybe next budget year. Maybe and replace one of our older ones. I still have one or two that we need to upgrade, but I'm not in too big a rush. We do have a couple.
Okay.
So, gentlemen, I think one other thing that I had on here is kind of in regards to Ms. Brenda. Y'all all know that we got the loan for Hurricane Adalia from the state, the forwarded money of $1,056,000. That was a loan to pay back as we got our PWs. Here's an update on that. Those PWs are coming in. We've been paying on that loan back to the state. We actually don't even see the money. They keep the checks. We only owe about $168,000. We have an exact number, but I just guessed it's around $168,000. So that should be being paid off pretty quickly. I don't know when the next PW is scheduled to come in, but that should be paid off, and then those funds will start returning to the county. And the $1 million that we had there, there was some concern when we first got it. That's, of course, to take care of these projects. But at that time is when the county was overwhelmed with all the storms and payroll and things of that sort. And we were not sure how we would have to initially use that. But after our meeting with Brenda yesterday, she's assured us that all those funds are still there and available. Those are for your parks and different things. I'm not sure what all was awarded in there. Some of that was the sheriff's office money that y'all already compensated him. Some of that is my salary money for my staff. Those things will have to go back to those departments. But other than that, whatever projects were in there, those funds are still sitting there. She has a tracking mechanism in her budget in the general fund to keep up with those, and she's got that going. We spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours with her yesterday, and I think her and the chief are on the same page, and everything is looking really good for accountability there. So hopefully that alleviated a lot of my worries, too, because I wasn't sure. I'm glad to hear that we're in good shape there. This should, as these monies start coming in, should help us to get back to a better budget situation. I'm hoping we get a little more before we start working on the budget. I only have one other thing, gentlemen. I'm a little confused, and I run into some complications yesterday, and I need board direction. I come to y'all about 3 months ago and told y'all that we were looking at doing an appropriation request to finish out that fire station. We have between our tanker and our other station $338,561 approximately left over. There is a reappropriation process. We've already sent that in to Tallahassee to ask them to move it to this current station that we're finishing up here because we had to cut about $500,000 worth of stuff out of that station. We had to cut the circle drives out, all the furniture inside the building. We had to pay for the water line install ourselves, several other things that we had to do. But there's a lot that we cut out that we could not finish because we didn't have the funding, to include repaving the entire EOC parking lot, which has 2-inch cracks a mile deep in it. We're next to the Grand Canyon. With the additional stuff, we were going to need another $179,438.97, which brought that total to $518,000. That included the IP stuff that we had to cut out, computers, TVs, dispatching notification systems, all that stuff. We sent that in to the House and Senate offices a couple of weeks ago, had an issue with the attestation form that has to be signed by the county. We did not put a narrative in there. They demanded that we do, so they sent it back. When we sent it to Mr. Jenkins yesterday, he advised me that the board had voted to only submit two projects. Those projects were both the sheriff's office project and the clerk's project, Ms. Michelle's project. I was not aware of that. We reviewed the minutes. I found where y'all had individually approved those two projects. But we were on the list of speakers for the legislative system when they come in here. To my knowledge, everything was supposed to be moving. Mr. Jenkins had previously signed the attestation form, but yesterday I was told it was not going to be signed because y'all had voted not to. So I need to know, gentlemen, whether we need to continue with that project. If so, I need his signature. If not, can I ask for the reappropriation of those funds? And if not, then we will have to give those funds back to the state. I just need some direction on how to move it.
John, you want to handle this, or I'll tell you the same thing I told you yesterday when we talked on the phone. Either one. I don't care. From what I was told, we had you on the list, Michelle on the list, and the sheriff on the list. Y'all went to Tallahassee, got some ill feelings back from Tallahassee. They said cut it, so we cut it. The same thing I told you yesterday, right?
Can y'all resubmit it?
It's not too late. We just need to send the form tomorrow to cut off. I've spoke to the senator's office. They have no issue with it. I've spoke to the representative's office. They have no issue with it. I understand that that competes against the other two projects. It is only $179,000, but I just need direction, gentlemen. If y'all want me to submit it, I need a signature. If you don't, then we're not doing it.
And if we don't get it, you going to lose some money? You have to send money?
If we don't ask for the reappropriation, yes, sir, we'll lose $380,000.
Send them back money.
I'll make a motion to get the manager to sign it and see what happens. We may get it, we may not.
You got a motion to resubmit it.
Resubmit it. But to resubmit it, the manager's got to sign it, correct?
Yes, sir. If you want to do the full request, yes, sir, he would have to sign that attestation form. If you want to do just the reappropriation, that just requires a letter from us. But that would not finish the whole project.
So you're going to have to give back $300,000 this year?
If we don't request the reappropriation, yes, sir. But now for the other, we have to request an actual $179,000 extra for an appropriation request. So that would be additional money. Basically, if we don't ask for that, we won't be able to finish the parking lot.
And the parking lot's in pretty bad shape.
It is. We've repaired on it some, but yes, sir.
I'm just scared we're not going to get anything because Corey and Jason told us both to just stay with two projects. That's what they said. I'm not trying to start a fight or nothing, but I was told what I was told, and that's what why I stood in my seat.
Well, at the end of the day, that's where your funding mechanism comes from, and if they say that, I'm going to stick with what they say. How do y'all feel about it?
Can we tighten up our budgets for the remainder of the year and we get that finished, come up with money that we have on our set to pay that parking lot, or just get the move done and pay the parking lot when we can? It's been filled in. The cracks have been filled in with milling and all that. I mean, I'm just looking at those people as well.
With the reappropriation money, we will be able to do the furnishings. We'll be able to do the IT work. I'm not sure about the loop. I don't know how that divided out in the paving there. I think it's all lumped into one project on our estimate. So that is really vital. And I would hate to see the county give back their $400,000.
That's
already given to the county.
That's what I'm looking at, giving that money back.
Right there. Well, they're taking that money to fund the other project.
I don't know. You said you cut some stuff. This is the part that don't make any sense to me. If you cut... You had $400,000, and you cut some stuff. That now you're going to reallocate that money to another project, another line item. I just don't. What'd you cut to have a $400,000 expense?
Those projects are individual projects.
Yeah, but
each was allotted an amount of money.
Yeah.
And that money has to be spent for that project. So the fire station on Chaffus. We did not reach the maximum amount. We had a couple of $100,000 left over. The tanker, we had, I think, $49,000 left over. But I can't move that money to this fire station we're building now without going through a reappropriation because it's appropriated to that project. As far as the station that we had to cut, that was the one in the office. That bid, we only had two contracts to bid on that, and it came in nearly $500,000 or right at $500,000 over budget. So we cut out all of these things that we're requesting, as well as the water lines. We had to buy them out of impact fees. The city helped us install that. Fire hydrants out back. I don't remember what else there was in there. But the biggest cuts was the loop drive and furnishings in the stations. And this money would allow for most of that, with the exception of the additional $180,000, $179,000.
To transfer over to that.
Yes, if they approve it. They may or may not approve
exactly.
It. If the state's in a budget situation, they may not reappropriate. They may take the money back, but they don't generally like to take that money back. So, because it's already been given.
So are we asking for a reallocation of funds. We're not asking for any more money.
Well, we originally asked for
more
money.
No, you need more money, too.
You need 100-something thousand.
Yeah.
If we do the full amount, it would require an appropriation request for an additional $180,000, $179,000. We were instructed by the House office whenever we asked that question to go ahead and do the full amount in case something happened with the reappropriation. But at the end of the day, the total that we need to finish it, if we get the reappropriation, is $179,000. So if we don't request the appropriation and we just request the reappropriation of the funds we have, then we'll be $180,000 short and won't be able to do the parking lot. If we do the whole thing, it may or may not jeopardize one of your other projects. I don't know.
Tallahassee just got mixed ways because we're coming in saying we're going to do two. Once we go to three, they're going to think we're a bunch of fools.
Yeah, and how much was the total appropriation for all the projects? What was your number?
It was each of the stations was like 7.3 million for the two fire stations. I don't have the exact
7.3 for two?
Yes, sir. That was divided out, of course, and then the tanker was another 650,000.
I don't know. I talk to them a lot too, and they tell us to do something other. And they're the ones with the check, but every once in a while it's good to pay, have a little bit of money to get back to them. And this could jeopardize your sheriff's evidence building, could jeopardize your clerk's office, who's been in the same space since 1961. I mean, I hate giving money back, but also know that sometimes in good faith that if you give something back, it helps you down the road too. But he did ask, from what I understand, through the county manager's office, not to submit the two projects, and that's what we submitted. That's where I'm at with it. I hate it, but there might be other avenues to do the paving out there. But we've been really good with firehouses, I will say that. And we've been really good with that department, period. Y'all have gotten... how much money have y'all got in the last couple of years through four firehouses, tanker trucks? How much money?
$7.23 million on the two fire stations, $650 on the tanker, and then I think it was $5 or $6 million on the other two stations.
Yeah, but we're working on the fourth firehouse in for Horseshoe. So we've got every bit of $12 to $15 million. So y'all better be I think we got to be thankful for that money too.
I just need direction on how to move it around. We got to finish it one way or another.
So. I'm gonna stick with what they said. Two projects.
Who did you speak to, Darren, when you called up there and they said for you to redo this? I mean, who you said you were given the go ahead?
Miss Amber. Well, let me clarify some of that.
Yeah.
There is the understanding that too many projects will jeopardize monies.
Right.
I spoke with Ms. Amber in the representative's office multiple times. She was very much not aware of any of that. Said they were not aware of anything that would jeopardize multiple projects. I spoke with the senator's office, his aides, and as late as this morning, and he was not opposed to the project either.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that you asked for a $10 million library, and I don't know how much the sheriff's evidence building is, and I don't know what it takes to move Ms. Michelle. Basically, there's not enough money there. So we understand that. That's why I'm asking for your guidance this morning. Either I need to know whether to can the whole thing, or whether to ask for the reappropriation of the funds we already have, or whether to submit a full appropriation to get another $179,000. I have not spoken to the senator directly. He was in meetings until 9 o'clock last night. And he was on the phone at 7 this morning. He did not call me back, but his office has.
So what do we have a motion for right now, then?
What is the motion for?
The motion for the reappropriation for
the to ask for another $179,000 on top of $15 million.
On top of what we already been ordered.
Yeah.
Or given.
I'm confused. I thought your motion was to resubmit the reappropriation for reappropriation.
And to just to finish it, to be done with it. If we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't.
So that would be a full
I would hate to go up there, and I've went up there before. So, Mr. Story, why didn't y'all ask for more? Why didn't you ask for more? Why didn't you ask for more? Why didn't you ask for more? So, now, Now, this may be a whole different deal. I ain't been up there.
Well, we didn't come to Appropriations Day either here.
Yep.
And that was a big telltale there also. They did say keep your projects down, keep it under a certain dollar figure. I mean, when Jason and Corey was here, Darren, he was here, John, he was here, I was here, Roy. A bunch of people was here, but a lot of commissioners was not.
Yep, I wasn't.
So I'll do what you want to do. I'm gonna stick with what they asked for, and that's what I'm going to do. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, I was in Tallahassee yesterday, progressing down all agency heads right now on cost.
Can you please come to the podium?
I was in Tallahassee yesterday at Jason's office. I spent about 45 minutes with him yesterday. But what I learned yesterday is they're calling all the agency heads, all the state agency heads, DOT, DEP, all of them, and they're dressing them down from everything I'm hearing pretty hard, and they're wanting to hold the line on the budget. So
they're cutting them back?
They're looking to cut things back this year. So it's a little bit different than what it has been in years past. Now, the money that you've already got is last year's money.
Exactly.
So that's not this year's money, but it was done by appropriation. And what Darren is telling you is you know, it was asked for this project over here. He can't just move it over here to this other project.
I understand.
But the money was available. The money is available.
Mm-hmm. He just needs to move it.
You just need to move it. Yes.
And then put additional funding with it out of this year.
Well, he's giving you an option.
Right.
He's giving you the option. You don't have to do that.
I need to redo my motion then, correct?
That's what I thought you did.
All right. Well, then let's redo my motion to transfer the money he's already got to put it where he can use it.
But it's not enough money, is it?
Not to finish the whole thing, but it will.
But at least we won't lose it.
Well, I'm okay with that. But
it'll keep it closer to finishing the project.
As long as we don't lose it.
I don't want to lose that much.
Yes.
So
we got a motion.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
Yeah, a lot. Tell me what the motion is.
The motion is for him to try to reallocate to get the funds that he's already got that he hasn't used, to ask to transfer those over to where he's got a shortfall. Not for ask for no more money, additional. Right. Just to try to take the money that he's already received that he has not used and transfer those over to where he had shortfall.
He's going to move it from this fire station to this fire station.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
We ain't asking for no more money.
We just have to figure
we'll
it out.
We'll come up with $179,000 wherever we find it.
We'll just have to
figure it out. We ain't asking for no more money.
I'm good with that.
All right. Okay.
Good deal.
Thank you, Joe.
Any more discussion?
All right. Thanks, Darren.
Sorry,
Mary.
I need to cash it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same side? Motion carried.
That's real.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Carter?
I don't have anything for you today.
All right. Well, I appreciate you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Ms. Holly?
I'll be sure. Gentlemen, it's March, so we all know what time of year that is. It's fair time. We kicked off the fair last weekend with the dog show, horse show, tablescaping, and cupcake contest. And this weekend, starting on Friday, will be rabbits, chickens, heifers, bulls, and dairy cattle, doe, goats, and barbecue contest. And then the following week will be all the sale animals with a sale day on the 19th. What I want to bring to your attention is the fair board at a emergency board meeting only beginning of this week to discuss the growing problem that we have with unpaid balances, buyers that are not paying off their balances. and I can say in the nearly 40 years that I've been doing the fair, that we've always had some debtors that we've had to write off, you know, in the $5,000 to $10,000 range. In the past few years, it's been closer to $50,000 to $100,000.
Wow.
That the fair's been having to deal with.
That's crazy.
We tried 1 year to take some of the debtors to court, some of the ones that had a $10,000 debt or something, try to take them to court. And I'm sure, like all of you are aware, that's just a losing proposition. All we did was increase our debt. You know, we had the court costs and lawyer costs and everything added to it. So the board met with Shannon Smith, and they came up with some new verbiage that will be down there at the fair. And basically what it means is that, one, they're going to hold the line to the net 30, so 30 days after the sale is when bills will be due. They will probably grant a grace period for 60 days for the return of the bill from the buyer. But after that, any bills from a buyer that have not been paid, they will be banned from buying from the fair until their debt is paid off. We have some people that are always in the rears to the fair. They generally get their debt paid off sometime in February just before the fair starts, but that means the Fair Association's been toting the debt for an entire year. And we're kind of in the same boat as the board. We had hurricane damage down there that the insurance didn't cover, and our electricity and infrastructure costs keep going up. So I don't want to raise the fees that they're taking from the children or that the buyers, you know, the percentage rate that they take back off of the sale animals. So they're going to try to toe the line and put some of the debtors, I don't know how they're going to do it. It's going to be interesting. But the verbiage that you'll see down there is going to leave the power to the board as to whether they're going to take them to court or add interest rates to the debt that hasn't been paid. In my mind, though, if I owe you $3,000 and you tell me my interest rate is $300, now I owe you $3,300, I'm probably not going to pay you $3,300 if I wasn't going to pay you $3,000. There are a couple of directors. There is a movement, and I hope it doesn't go this way. There's a couple of directors that would like to see the opposite effect, that the children don't get paid until the debt is paid. And by, let's say, June 1, if Holly had a buyer that didn't give the $300 for her hog, that Holly's check would be short the $300 that the buyer didn't do. The majority of the board right now does not want to do that, but that has been brought on the table at least in 4 meetings. So, I mean, if you all have an opinion one way or another about that, you need to talk with our directors. Our directors for Dixie County are John Griggers, Jamie Neesmith, Dalton Long, and Gene Higginbotham.
Can you publicly post the names
the
of
ones, the ones that are not paying their bills? Is that certain ones consistently?
Yeah, the ones that generally their debt gets toted till the next year, they're consistent.
Why can't it just be banned from buying?
Well, that's exactly what they were. We didn't have it in our rules to do that, but we do now, and it will go in effect for this fair year. So anybody who is still in debt to the fair, their name, they will not be on, and the buyer's list does get posted. Your name won't be on the buyer's list to be able to buy at the fair. And even if, for some reason, if a bid gets put in, because we do have a lot of groups that come in. Robbie Lee is one of them. He'll have a pocket of money, and he'll say, all right, I got some money from, you know, Barbie and Holly and Jody, and they're all going to buy this steer. And we've committed to it, but if Holly doesn't pay her $300 commitment, then that's the debt that the fair's having. They're going to do their best to try to bring that under control, because it's, you know, when you start talking, we're now into February, we're still $50,000 in the hole.
From last year.
That's from last year, yeah. And that's not counting the, that's not accumulating debt. The accumulated debt is probably closer to $1 million.
But could you post something in the fair that shows who's not paying?
Yeah, they have had that discussion too. I know last year, there were some parents that found out about it, and they posted it on Twitter about some of the debtors, and that didn't go over real well. But I don't know.
Well, then they need to be let out of there.
I think Ray Jenkins had the best thing, right? You used to walk into Ray's Food Land, all the debtors were right there.
Yeah.
Your daddy did a great job, dog. Anyway, that's all I have, unless y'all have something for me.
Thank you, ma'am. Angie?
I don't have any time. I don't have anything.
Mr. Jenkins.
All right, sir. First thing I have is a request for board approval to accept a proposal for legal services for the annual fire and solid waste assessment in Chambers, Gibbon, Nickerson, fiscal year 25-26, an amount of $8,000.
Now, motion by David, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
No.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you. Second one is request board approval to accept the Dixie County Dixie Mainline Maintenance SUP, which is special use permit for with Fish and Wildlife for the fiscal year 2025.
Motion. Now, motion by David.
Second
by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you. Request board approval to purchase 4 5-foot by 40-foot culverts for Hudson 19 and 1 24-inch by 40-foot culvert and 1 36-inch by 40 culvert for Gina Highway based on Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion.
Motion by David.
Second
by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Request board approval of the CDBG 95th and 97th time extension from July 31st, 2025 to July 31st, 2026.
Motion.
Motion by Jamie.
Second
by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
All right. Request board approval of the ship rehab reimbursement for Jamison Standards in the amount of $20,590.60.
Motion by David.
Second
by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay, the next one is request board approval of resolution 2025-42, amending the ship LHAP agreement to increase the award amount from $250,000 to $350,000.
Motion by Mark.
Thank you.
Second by Dave, Daniel. Any discussion?
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Okay.
There's if y'all remember, there's $3.2 million we got from the state for some houses that also included elevation. I talked to Matt Pearson this week about this. There's a couple houses on the coastline that went a little over the 250, so he went to 350 to make sure we had it covered. And also, I asked him about some of these people have been without homes for a year now, and once this gets approved, which we hopefully fits and do when we vote on it. He gets us back to it. He gets contracts signed on the homes through Fox Enterprise. We're probably looking at 4 months and people will be living in these houses. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Any more discussion?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, the next thing, it's not on your list, but it just happened not long ago. I received a quote for the trailer repair for the solid waste department. This is our trailer that takes to Greenville. Originally took it over there to have a fifth wheel pin put in it. They got into it, got to looking at it. They found kind of frame damage and things that needed to be fixed on to make it roadworthy. They give us a quote for $13,630.49 to repair the trailer.
Motion. Want to say, please?
Motion by Mark.
Second
by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay. Next thing I have is I've been contacted by a representative for the fair, and they are wanting to know what the commissioners want to contribute this year toward the livestock fair.
Sound like you better ask.
It's about 700, Lori. Is that what?
I don't remember.
I mean, you and I talked about it.
I don't remember.
We're by the chapter for the FFA and 4-H.
Yeah, I was told it's like 500 to 700, more like about 7.
Whatever the going price is,
whatever we got to pay. Whatever.
I'm just getting you permission before I tell them to spend your money.
Yeah. Do it. Whatever we done last year.
No, I went in with them.
Yeah.
But Barbie went in with us, too.
Barbie and everybody else.
Do $750, that'll be fine. That puts you back in there also, right? Okay.
So how much out of the board account?
That's $750 a piece.
Do the math. There's six of us divided by $750.
Five of y'all. Oh, $600. Okay.
I usually go in, too, if you'd be dividing it, I guess. It's... I'm not wanting to volunteer, okay?
Kind of sounded that way.
Some old $100 bills you need to get rid of.
I do this every year.
What we doing?
$750.
Peace.
No. Just
divide
us between all. And then we're
buying snacks. Okay, sounds good. All right, informational items. There'll be a toxic roundup event on March 15th, 2025, 9 to 3 at Dixie County Fire Rescue Station, located in Old Town behind the Chevron Station. And also, it'll be from 10 to 2 at the courthouse parking lot by the Supervisor of Elections Office on the same day. Also, a reminder of Rural County Days, which is March 19th and 20th. We're all booked up to go. Looking forward to that. And also, we'll be having an LMS meeting to be held in April. It has not been determined what date or time yet, but just give you all information on that. And also, get about the case already mentioned it too about the art festival this morning. That's all I have, unless y'all have anything for me.
Something on that element. We had a meeting out there the other day. Scott, wasn't we talking about the projects turned in by April 4th? And then that gave you time to. Gave you time to organize.
Organize and everything we had.
Did you pull it?
Okay. So April 4th was our deadline.
I was on.
Just want to let Mark and Jody and Tim know that you have your packet for the March 19th Rural County Days for spending the night. Daniel and Jamie and David are all going to ride together on the 20th if Daniel can go.
Yeah.
Do that right in the middle of the fair.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's all I got, sir.
Ms. Shana?
Yes, sir. I got an email from the city attorney and I'll just read it to y'all. But it says the town is considering enacting an impact fee within the town that mirrors the fees charged by the county. The purpose of the impact fee is to address the costs associated with new growth in the town. Much of that involves increases to demand on water and sewer and other costs that are carried by the town alone. The council requests that the board enter into an interlocal agreement where impact fees collected for residents and commercial purposes in the town are collected by the town only. I have not delved into this, and I apologize if I haven't got more information on this, but the way I read that is that they're wanting to start collecting their own, and we won't get any of that. Okay. I think if I'm recalling right, and Tim, you probably will speak to that. I see Leon's got a hand. But I think that we still cover their garbage when it goes to our landfill.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm reaching out to y'all for direction on, do y'all want me to pursue trying to work out an interagency agreement, or do we even want to consider that, giving that money back over to the town? Again, you know, I think Horseshoe's probably going to be in the same boat. Board Chairman, you got Mr. Leon.
Leon?
Yeah, they ain't got a rule.
They don't have, and the easiest thing for that is when they go to get their compliance letter, is to pay
get an impact fee with them, and they bring us a compliance letter. If that's what they want to do, it doesn't affect us in any way.
Yeah. They have zero impact fees.
It's not just your impact fee, though. Hold on. They're calling it an impact fee.
It's just for residential.
But it says due to the increase of water and sewage. If it's the impact, it's one thing. But if it's our, and again, I'll have to check.
They're wanting to do just for the square foot of residential or commercial buildings because they already collect a water impact fee. They already collect that. Yes, I didn't know about that, but yeah, they just want it for residential structures, $1 a square foot like we do.
And then that's probably separate as far as that goes.
Because the city is a municipality, so it's a separate entity other than the county.
Yes.
It gets their permits a different way. It's not through the county. They do their own permitting. They do. If they are going to impact the impact fee, they'll have to set it up themselves because they're not part of the county. The county fees are set up through the county, not theirs. It's like horseshoes the same way. All their stuff goes, their permits all go through their own inspector.
Yeah,
collect a 5% administrative fee, though.
I had to say it.
Hey.
The board is interested in carrying into an interlocal where they collect their own impact. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, we don't collect it for them, so, I mean, we don't do any of their permitting, so we shouldn't be even be involved in that situation.
And I will follow through with that and let Mr. Landers know that the town can operate on their own and the county doesn't want to be any part of it. I just wanted to get clear direction.
Ms. James, before you respond to that, if we could have a conversation,
sure.
That'd be great.
Yeah, because I didn't like the way you was going to respond.
That sounded a little hard.
And that's all I had, gentlemen. I do have a couple of things that I need to share to sign, but those are...
Ms. Barbie?
I do not have anything this time.
County Commissioner item. Daniel?
Ms. Mary, where was that address at? Where that hole is?
Okay.
Well, I'll get with you, John. I got a question on the sinkhole that was filled in. Are we going to go back and cap it down there off Chaffetz?
Yes, we're just waiting on it to see, make sure it's settled.
We got that.
Okay. No, that's all I had there.
And we do monitor it.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
Did remind me of something I bring up, and I apologize for speaking out of my turn. There was an accident on one of our county roads. I mean, I know there's been more than one, but there was an accident on 361. That road, I believe we need to discuss as to how we wish to proceed. That's the Cow Creek Road. We've already got Cow Creek Bridge closed. It's my understanding that if we were to close that road, have Sink Creek, whatever, that it, and Mr. Davis probably states, what impact the community that greatly if we closed it from there going back towards the bridge, because we've already got the bridge closed. That road is in terrible condition since the last storm. Got some pictures of it that was sent to me. There's huge steps where the pavement is totally washed away. There's huge holes in the road. It's pretty bad shape. It would take...
I'm going to talk on that back.
Okay. I will leave it there then and let y'all think about it.
I've got an idea. I've been talking to her. Yes.
Anything else, please?
No, that was it. That's all I had.
So, go ahead and reiterate on that, David.
Yes. I do not want us to shut the road down. I've talked to Hutch, and he's talking about going in there and doing what me and you saw down there in Orlando about milling it up and then putting a chemical on it and packing it down, making it lime rock for it to last. And I've also been in contact with FWC about working with a grant. They may be able to have to fix that road and the bridge. So I'm going to have a meeting with them Monday and Tuesday. But they are down there right now patching the potholes now. So I don't want to shut it. It's not on someone else's neglect.
David, that process you're talking about, we've seen it down there in Orlando.
Yes.
If you remember right, the man we was talking to, they was going to Gilchrist County to do some roads over there. So reach out to some of your contacts in Gilchrist County and see. From what I understood, they're buying
they
one.
They bought that
They
machine.
Bought one.
Yeah, so.
Zipper, that's the word.
Zipper, yeah. But they're running one over there currently, evidently. Mm-hmm. So it might be a good.
Yeah, I've been talking to Louie also.
Okay. Does Louie have access to it?
Well, he does work for the county.
Okay, so just that could be a good end to find out if that process is good or bad.
Okay.
Did that road get damaged by Helene? Storm damage?
It got damaged by every storm.
So,
for
years.
It
is our damage inventory list.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
There's an
avenue for
that. But you have to show
the
pump maintenance
of that
road also.
Well, it's probably not documented. This one right here is Pat. Your answer. How many loads of 5 gallons?
We're getting talking all around out there. I mean, if y'all would, please, if y'all would like to speak, please come to the podium and state your name. That way we got it all down on what Finn said.
Okay. Is this a new question or?
This is a question of what we were talking about on the road type stuff.
There's proof right here of maintenance right here. David.
Anything
else, David?
Yes. My understanding that Hutch is going to pull his letter?
Yes.
Okay, he's staying with us?
Yes.
Well, all this has been going on for 2 weeks. Anytime we have a hiccup between that prison and us, the next day I want everybody in there that has to deal with it. I want them in there, and I want this to resolve. We don't need to be going 2 weeks. I've been pulled in the office. I've had my ass ring over there, and anytime we got any hiccup, we need them inmates because we can't afford to hire extra employees. I want it resolved as soon as possible. I'm caught in the middle because I work for 2 agents. We can't have this. I ain't slept in 2 weeks stressed out over this, and I want it to work. They're our biggest employee here, we need to work with them. Anything we can do to help them, and I'm sure they'll do the same to us. So. And I'll put it on that. And I'd also like for Hutch to receive a plaque for helping Mr. Mark Hatch when he got heat exhausted out there and unclogging those culverts when they were stopped up 50 days. We got it for the other fellow, and we need to do it for him too. And I appreciate him doing that for you, boy.
No, I did too. But, yeah. But the reason I was out there was because we were shorthanded in the
all
road
us,
department.
All of us.
All of us there. Does it. Every one of us. But yeah, he helped me a tremendous lot.
But anyway, I've said enough. We need to get better on that. We need, when something happens, let's hit it in the head right then and get it over with. Because I'm caught in the middle and I'm catching it four sides. I want to get it over with then. The next day or whenever. Just call everybody in and let's resolve it.
Hopefully that won't happen again, but if it does, I will do my due
diligence. Well, I want it solved right then because I'm caught in the middle. Yeah, that's
it. All we got. Mark?
Did you make a motion?
No.
Did you make?
Oh yeah, I made a motion for that plaque for Hutch.
Okay, I thought so.
Well, we got a motion.
Second.
Take it by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All opposed? Same sign.
I'm gonna oppose a lot, but I ain't opposing that one.
All right, Mark.
Down in Swanee, John and and the road department has started with tearing the community center down there. I think they're getting some pretty good wood out of there, right, John?
Yes, sir.
So with all that being said, we all know that that's school board property down there, and there's no feasible way for us to build a community center back on their property. We got Glendale's Park out there. Leon and I have been working on some conceptuals for a community center for Swanee, and the only place I know of right now that we own that would be feasible enough to do it would be the Glendale's Park, but I'd like to continue looking, but hopefully the next board meeting will submit something other or a conceptual drawing for y'all to look at for us to start on a community building for Swanee. That was a $308,000 or $309,000 insurance claim there, so we should have the money in the bank to do that. And I'd like to somehow stay within that. Any kind of stuff we can do, sir? Calm down, Barney. But so with that being said, I want to submit that the next board meeting. Leon's been working on it. We've been back and forth on what I'd like to see and what's feasible to do with the amount of money. The second problem we have down there is the post office. The post office is working out of a truck right now. They would like to have the county build a facility for them and then lease it back from us to them. There again, location, mm-hmm. because of water. So that's something I am working on. The facility that they're looking at is a really small facility. They wouldn't need, I'm going to say a 20 by 20, might be a 20 by 30, something like that. It ain't a huge location. But there again, we're filling up the Glendale's Park. I don't know how much more it can hold.
How much? I mean, could a portable building or something hold that?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking y'all to be looking at, brainstorming something. But they've reached out to me as far as, was that Colorado?
How much?
Is there real estate people? So
how much land do we have down where the old water tower used to be?
None.
Well,
Swanee Water and Sewer.
You don't have to go up.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what we got to be careful on is the elevation. That's something to look at, honestly. That is something to look at also.
On site too, pretty much.
Yeah. And honestly, that's been a train of thought also is something maybe we could do something in conjunction with the community center also and create a small cash flow in the process. But the more eyes you have out there, the better off we're going to be, because I do know that since the pickleball courts went in place, the vandalism has slowed down. It truly has. The only rebuttal I'm getting is our businesses, you know, that has rebuilt storm after storm. We're kind of sliding out of Swanee, and people, when they come in, they're not going all the way into Swanee mm-hmm. and patronizing their businesses. So it's a double-edged sword either way you look at it.
Yeah. Like I told you before, like I've been on 221, Rockies has got that big store there. They have their post office in it. So that may work, or if that doesn't work, maybe
well,
we can look in a
place. I actually did point them to one of the marinas down there, mm-hmm. but there again, they're tired of flooding out. That marina had 8 foot of water in it. The other marina had 8 foot of water in it. So they're in a catch-22 there also that, you know, they got to mitigate some of their issues too. But I did try that with an in-house mm-hmm. post office at one of the marinas.
Yeah. So, maybe something formal. That way when a storm's coming, they can pull it out.
And I'll talk to you at the meeting. I'll call you and tell you a place to look into it, maybe for the board.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Miss Brenda?
That's a suggestion. But you said about moving everything out so people aren't getting all the way into 20. Couldn't you guys on that property come up with some kind of maybe a billboard that
people could advertise? Yes, and there's one there also. that we could utilize that also, because that was that was one of my train of thoughts also.
That's a good idea.
So anyway, I think that's about all I had for down there.
Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Jamie?
I want to thank John for getting that situation hooked, honey. And thank you for doing what I have to do. Thank you very much. Because y'all are doing a wonderful job.
I want to thank everybody. They're doing an excellent job. And I thank y'all for working with me and going to the podium. It makes it easier for everybody to be, for them to write down what's being said and who said what. And it may be not be an eye-opener to y'all, but it was to me this month. Just 1 month in the county. Guess how much our expenses were for 1 month? Anybody? $1,800,760-something thousand.
That's
on bill. I know that, but I mean, I'm still, but most people don't realize how much that we go through
just
in a month.
Just on regular bills.
Regular bills. Any public comments, concerns? Self-turn. Would you please come to the podium, state your name, sir. You got 3 minutes.
My name is Dan Patrick, and I have some things for you to consider and get back to me on. I may hand that to you.
Thank you, Mr. Dan.
Yeah, I want some time to discuss these things and then just have somebody let me know. I need to use one.
They're all over here.
Again, my name is Dan Patrick. My name and address is on there.
Okay.
So the first one has to do with the property tax bill. When we get the property tax bill, mine was like $400, but when the bill actually comes in later, then it includes the fire, mosquito, and waste. So I'm thinking it's only like $400, when in reality, after you add those, it's $700. So when it first comes out, if you could add those, that way when we look at it, we know ahead of time what we're going to have to save to pay. The second thing is on our dirt road, once you get on the dirt road, it's the second turn, often floods, not often, but last time we had a really humongous, lot of rain, it flooded. My wife couldn't even drive her car into work. I had to drive her in the truck I had, which is a little higher than the one I have now, because we didn't want the car to stall out. If they could make it so it could drain, that would help.
Where is that at? I mean, if it's what road are you referring to?
364th Avenue.
I'm looking at that.
At the very end, it turns into a dirt road. It turns left, then it turns right. Where it turns right, just a little bit past there, is where it floods.
Is there a culvert down there, sir, that's stopped up or anything?
Is it Lime Rock Road before it turns to a dirt road?
I think it's Lime Rock.
Well, once that Lime Rock stops, that's where the county stops. From that point on, it's private entity.
Okay.
Where the hell are we at?
So it's really up to the people there for it?
Well, normally the county maintains that if it's Lime Rock, they maintain the Lime Rock Road to the end of wherever it stops. Okay. When that stops, then it becomes a private road from there on to where it owns it, too.
They do grade it every so many months.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's the county grading it or what.
Yeah, it'd be the county.
It is graded by
Peter. It would be a county. We don't have any private graders, but I know we're going.
I mean, if we got a county road, just go. Oh, wait.
Aberstreet. Seven houses.
Thank you.
In Palm Drive.
You want to go to the first dirt, go to the next left, Roy?
I'm your commissioner.
Okay.
I'll be talking. I'll talk to you about it.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll ride down and look at it.
Next thing, the third item has to do with military veterans getting an additional homestead exemption. I don't know if you want to think about that or what, and then just get back to me on it. The fourth thing is, because of the amount of traffic on 349, it's from the light in Old Town, maybe about as far as 6 miles north. I was wanting to know if you could at least do a study, if that's within your budget, to see if we need turn lanes, because there is a lot of traffic that goes up and down that. So,
349 is actually a state highway. It's not a county road,
okay.
But we can ask the state that question, but it's not
Okay.
It's not under the state, the county's control. That is a state road.
That's fine. You can ask them.
We'll ask them, but I can tell you. I mean, we will, but I've tried and he's tried to get this caution lights on it, and they say there's not enough traffic on it. It's absolutely crazy.
I can
down that road all day.
Spiller's and 49, Willow Hole Road and all right there, or the Willow Hole Road and Purvis. The county had to pay for the lights to go up in that intersection because the state wouldn't come off.
I don't know what the costs are. That's why I say a traffic study. When did they do the last traffic study?
Whenever Brenda's daddy got in that wreck. They done one for me down there at the intersection. So when was that? A year ago?
A couple of time flies.
But that was the last one I had done down there. And they told me there wasn't enough traffic for a caution light.
Yeah. If they can do a traffic study, that's great. Just let me know. And last, I have heard that there's a potential that the state of Florida is considering eliminating property taxes. I don't know if you want to do a discussion among yourselves on what options we could have to replace that.
We operate off of property taxes. If we don't get property taxes, I don't know what we're going to do. And as far as that goes, as next year coming, we've lost a large sum of our tax base when we lost all the homes on the coastal areas. So we're going to be looking at a pretty good, 35 to 45% downfall in our tax revenue. But that's how we operate with tax funds.
Right. I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just saying we need the contingency plan if we don't have one, if they do that. And I didn't know if you wanted to consider it.
I don't know where we're going to get it.
Tremendously. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Anybody else?
J.D. Nobles, Horseshoe Beach. Just two things. When y'all talk, I always thought the state owned the Butler Island, but it was a group come over there a couple months ago and did a cleanup, small debris cleanup. Said there was too much debris, too big a debris for them to get back over on kayaks. So they was going to go back, and they were from down South Florida. They had something to do with the canoe trail, and they were going to organize another cleanup with some boats and stuff, so I just thought I'd share that. I have them guys' contact information. I don't have it with me, but the wife has it. And then the other thing was I received an email about the LMS meetings becoming a public meeting, and I didn't know where I could see the county meetings dates and stuff to possibly participate and listen in on them dates.
Scott, can y'all get an email to them?
The town is part of that group.
Yeah, but can you email them?
April. When we set the date,
yeah.
It'll be part of that group.
Okay. So you'll get an email from DOT.
Yeah, that's what he
had. The meeting's not definitively been set. I've got a lot of them on the contact list. I know the clerk. I'm not sure who else.
MVP
so,
money.
You should have notification of that. Always to MVP.
The email said they were becoming a public meeting. Like, this is a public meeting. Private group meeting. So
that's changed.
From the Florida
approval.
All right, thank you.
Is there a workshop,
Jeffrey? There's gonna be. We're gonna go into a recess. Once we get done here, we'll go into a recess and we're gonna reconvene at what?
One o'clock.
And there will be a workshop at that time. Anybody else? This time was entertaining. No, I'm not just recess. We'll reconvene at 1:00.
workshop for?
HMGP.
Okay.
Hey, we sound all that crap about the workshop.
I'm out of here.
All right, man.
I'll get with me, man. Let me know.
That's it.